Minister Chamisa told a news conference today that more needs to be done to improve internet connectivity in the country to allow easy web access for visitors during the UNWTO General Assembly expected to be held in the resort town of Victoria Falls in August 2013. To this end, Chamisa says government is scaling up the installation of the optic fiber link between Bulawayo and Victoria Falls.
We need to make sure that from a policy framework point of view, we are not caught footing or caught napping in terms of the policy framework. So we've been reviewing, we've consulted far and wide across the whole country on ICT policy, and the consultations have just been completed. We've done the validation workshops, and we are likely to see the launch, perhaps not this side of Christmas, but certainly early next year, we should be launching this policy framework.
The minister said his department is working tirelessly to improve the country's bandwidth because there has been an increase in traffic on the internet in the country.
2012, we are now sitting at 1.6 gigabits per second. It shows you the exponential phenomena, rise or increase in bandwidth, meaning to say that our connectivity to the fiber optic cable through Mutare, through Botswana, and through Bedbridge, Mtonzini, is really giving us a good dividend.
Chamisa said the completion of the installation of the optic fiber link between Bulawayo and Victoria Falls, as well as other areas, will eventually benefit rural Zimbabweans who will enjoy high and speedy internet connectivity, stressing the government is currently prioritizing the Bulawayo-Victoria Falls line.
We hope to roll out to 8,000 schools across the whole country so that every child is not left behind in terms of access to ICTs. The installation of our e-learning software continues. We are also training teachers because we don't want our teachers to be students to the students. So we are training them, and that training is underway and it should be completed by the end of the year.
Ahead of the UNWTO conference, the minister said his department is also engaging the Postal and Telecommunications Regulatory Authority of Zimbabwe, or POTRAS, to ensure that internet tariffs are reduced, saying Zimbabwe is one of the most expensive countries in the world to go online. Studio 7 failed to obtain comment from POTRAS at the time of going to air. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.